שייך לסי, תרץ אין אייסן יוצא נשם מקה. So Tosa says, "Ein Eisen ist eine Kolka. It's ein Tzadik mit Gemurim." Mashiach explains, "Yesh la'ayin b'zeh behech mitoikim ha'ikrabas after the gnecha b'ein Eisen tzadik nisham makam." Ha'ma furish b'ei v'hoyim shemoyah le'avas Hashem. It says, "Beferish in the Torah, le'avas Hashem, l'keich b'chol b'afach b'chol nafshichem." How could the Gemara say that b'zeh after the gnecha is by ein Eisen tzadik nisham makam? Afterwards, it says Hashamru Lachem. That starts the Einos and Tzadik Shemakam from there on. But till Hashamru Lachem, it is Einos and Tzadik Shemakam. So he says, like Tosu says, that it's Einos and Tzadik Kol Kach. It's not Einos and Tzadik Kol Kach. What does it mean Einos and Tzadik Kol Kach? If it's B'chol Avachem, B'chol Avshechem, what more do you need? More than that? What do you need more? But it's missing B'chol Ma'oitchem. That's what the Mashal says. In this first parasha, it says B'chol Moedecha. In the second parasha, it's missing the B'chol Moedcha. But it still needs to be explained. What is this B'chol Moedcha? What does this mean? So Nefesh HaChayim adds a few words and he says, B'chol Moedecha. The Mara says in Haraya, perish b'chol mamoincha. B'chol maidecha means b'chol mamoincha. That means that b'chol maidecha ratzolayim meshaloy lasik b'panasa klal. The first Pasha is talking about someone that's misnaig like the Pshim ben Yechoy. That's b'chol maidecha. The second Pasha is for someone that's not misnaig like the Pshim ben Yechoy. It's still b'chol levavchem and b'chol nafshechem, but it's not b'chol mamoincha. B'chol mamoincha means that he's b'teich and Hashem, and he's not oisik and panosah. That's the difference b'chol between the first pasha and the second pasha. The first pasha is what Reb Shimon Yochai had in mind for the biggest madrega. The second pasha is for someone that's not on that madrega. The Gra really is marach in this. And the Gra says that we find a few chalukah between the first two pashas in Krishna. This is the first chaluk, b'chol maidecho, it's mentioned in the first pasha, and the second pasha not. The first pasha is b'loshen yochid nemra, and the second pasha is b'loshen rabbim. And that the Nefesh HaChayim already brings also. And the reason for that is because the Gemara says, haba osi k'Reb Shimon Yochai v'loy alza b'yodam. That means Reb Shimon Yochai's hanhoga is only for yechidim. It's not maybe for the Shevet Levi, and the Rambam says, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, but it's only for Yechidim. Like the Rambam says, Harezen is Kaddish, Kozen Shkadoshim, but that's for Yechidim. Ashenod Verucha, Oisei Bevinei Madoi, Libodl, Vlam, Lufnei Hashem, Lishoso. That's a Madrega for Yechidim. And that's why the first Pasha is only B'loshen Yochad. The second Pasha is even Reb Shimon Yochai is maskim that is the anhaga for the rabbim. And really it's a beferish Gemara, because the Gemara says in Bamei Madlikin, the famous story, what Reb Shimon Yochai came out of the Ma'ara. So the first time he came out of the Ma'ara, he saw people working. So he said, Torah Mateyala, so wherever he looked, there was Nisraf. So it was Paschal came out, Chizr al Maraschim, you're coming to destroy my world, Chizr al Maraschim. So there was a tain on him. After a year, he came out, and Blozer Reb Shimon was still upset when he saw people working. Reb Shimon Yochai said, "Dai lo'i lo'ani va'ata." So you see, Reb Shimon himself said that Ma'awan Hoga is only for Yechidim. So Reb Shimon Yochai himself is saying this, and that's why this taka, Reb Shimon Yochai is taka, the first pasha is only for Yechidim, and that's why it's B'loshen Yochad. Yeah, this is going with that pshat.
How does that reflect on the Gemara that says that Dorasachreinim?
Oh, so now we're going to get to that. Now, the second pasha is for the rabbim. Now, what is the rabbim? What is the b'chol levavchem and b'chol nafshechem? So that is really what the Gemara says: Dorasachreinim and Dorasachreinim. The Torah of Rishonim is Teirosan Keva Amlach Naroi. And that is what is expected from the Rabbim. Like Rava told his Talmidim, that B'yayim Adonisa, B'yayim Adotishra, those are the 2 months when you have to be in the field. Don't come to Bais Medrash. That means you're going to want to be like Reb Shimon Yochai. I know he said to Talmidim, you're going to want to be like Reb Shimon Yochai. But I'm telling you, you're not on that Madrega. So you better be in the field those two, the main months of the year. Okay, that explains this part. What's Oysen Hashem Shamakam and what's not? So again, what we're saying now is that Oysen Hashem Shamakam means over here for Yechidim. It doesn't mean for the Rabbim, it means for Yechidim. That's the Oysen Hashem Shamakam maybe before Adam Marishan ate from the Eitz Hadas. That was the main Matara. That everyone should be like in Gan Eden, then or the Oichle Amon in the Midbar. That's the Oysim Tzadim Shamakam maybe. But afterwards, for the Rabbim is the second parsha that you have to have some malacha, but it should be teras and kevam lach naroi. Says, but this still doesn't explain the Gemara so well because the Gemara adds, v'lei oid ela shemaleches achirim nasa al yodon. Now, how do you explain this Gemara? We just were saying now that the second parsha is for the Rabbim, and that's what the Rabbi Shalom wants from the Rabbim. So what is the Gemara adding? This pasuk is in the Teichicha. This is not the same as B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha. This is im loy tishmu, if you won't listen to me. So how do you explain this part of the Gemara? Like you pointed out, Friedman, that was after the Genecha means that you're going to keep it. Rashi says you're going to keep it. And there it says, Vavaritza Sevecha means they're going to take it. It's mamish the hepach. Vasafta Genecha means Rashi says that the Goyim won't be able to take away your food. And in the Teichicha it says, Va'ochal privitnecha, the Goyim are going to take everything away from you. So how does this fit, this Valayoid? This still needs a hesber. How are we putting together the Velayoy, the Teichicha, with the B'chol Levavcha and B'chol Nafshecha? And the Teres is like this, that Emerson, the Gemara says, in Soita, that Torah, when a person learns Torah, the Yetzirah cannot be shoyled on the person. Torah is matzel a person from Bishas, he's learning Torah from the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is not shoyled. Just like this, the Malach HaMavos can't be shoyled when a person is learning. Like the Gemara says there in a few places in Malkus, that and other places that the Malach HaMavos cannot have a shlita Bishas if he's learning. The same thing is the Sotan cannot have a shlita on a person when he's learning. And that's why in the first Pasha of Krishma, it doesn't say, Hishamru Lachem Panyifta Levavcham. Why? Because he's learning. His head is in Torah constantly, so there's no Hishamru Lachem. That's the biggest Shmira. That's what it doesn't say in the first Pasha Shamru. In the second Pasha, there is a Hefzik. There is after the Ganecha, a person is in the field. When a person is in the field, then the Yetzahara has a Makam to come to him. What's the Yetzahara going to tell him? So Rashi says, Besartem Babartem Alhim Achayrim doesn't mean that the Yetzahara comes to him and says right away, go be Oyvad Avid Zora. What then? Hayoy Maimala Sekach, Im Machalam Sekach. The Yetzahara goes slowly. What is the first thing he tells him? The first thing he tells him is, you're only in the field in this Natisha, you're only in the field so little. You need a little more. You need to make the full profit, you have to be longer. He tries to get him that it should be instead of Teros and Kevam Lach Naroi, he tries to convince him that it should be Malacha Keva and Teira Aroi. That's the first job that the Yetzirah, his first agenda is to get the person to be more involved. And he comes to him with rayas that you have to work with all your koichas. So he tries to get him to pull him away from the learning in the times when he had set aside for learning. Once he succeeds in that, then the Gemara says that those who do like the Deus Rishonim, Zu v'zu niskayim v'yodam, he has a tzlocha in the field, he has a tzlocha in his learning. He doesn't see any atzlacha in the not only in learning. He doesn't see atzlacha. He doesn't even see atzlacha in business because he's not doing what he's supposed to. So once the Yetzirah succeeds in that, then the person doesn't see a hatzlacha in learning. So v'sartem, kivishadim sarim divrei Torah. Then he's like called a sarim of the Torah because he doesn't feel he's being matzliach. He doesn't know himself why, but the reason why he's not matzliach is because his head is too much in the, his ikim machshavas are in the malacha instead of in the learning. So he doesn't see the hatzlacha. If he doesn't see the hatzlacha, then the Yetzirah could already go further till vavartam alehim achayim. That's how the Yetzirah works, slowly, slowly. So that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that those who, Shimon Yochai is telling him, you see that the Ikka is like the first Pasha. That's the Ikka. Why? Because in the first Pasha, there's no Ishamra Lachan, that you have a 100% guarantee. The second Pasha is Taka for the Rabbim, the right thing. But V'loyoid, there's always a danger. Those people who are annoying like the second Pasha, they're always in a danger. What is the danger? Hishamru lachem. What's the danger? That it should be. It should become, instead of Taras and Keva and Melach Naroi, it should go the other way, and then it'll come to Vavarata Melim Achayram, and then it'll be Vavarata Sefecho. What does it mean that the same person that's Taras and Keva, it'll have a Toichach Chas V'Sholom? What just means that that person is in a danger of coming to the Vavarata Sefecho. If it's Taras and Keva, then he's matzliach, and then what's after the ganecha, no one will take away, and he'll be matzliach in learning, and he'll be matzliach in business. But there's always this danger that he shouldn't go weiter and weiter in the malacha, and then the satan will be able to convince him till the avartam alehim achayrim, and then it'll be the toichach chas v'sholom. That's the hemshach in the Gemara. And that's why in the first parsha taka, it's not mentioned, the shamra lacham in the second parsha, there is. The emison, it could be that the emison, how does a person, how should a person taka be, what's his guarantee, but how is a person nishamdulacham? So the Nefesh HaChaim really says that even when he's in the field, he should still be not mafzik, like it says in Tosfos, why we don't make birchas haTorah in the after hefzik. Tosfos says there's no hefzik. So I think the Nefesh HaChaim in a place says that that's taka the hishamru lachem, that a person should really be the chayodim really in the hakdama. He himself, the chayodim, was a soicha. He used to travel, he used to go to Yerid in Leipzig, there was the Yerid. So he writes in the hakdama that even though I was in business, but I was never masiach das from learning, he writes on himself. So that's this madrega.
Like the Isha didn't have children for 10 years.
Yeah.
He never gave him sirtas.
Yeah. But that's a big madrega. But it could be that's pshat in the pasuk. The inyan, we find the inyan of Yisachar Zvum. Smach Zvum v'seisecha v'yisachar bo'yalecha. It could be that that's the shmira. The smach Zvum v'seisecha. I once was thinking that it's there's a Beishmul. The Beishmul says that Simcha B'Moina we say by a Sherbuch, by a Chasna. So he says, Beishmul says, when there's a Tarubis of men or women, you can't say Shesimcha B'Moina, because when there's a Yetzirah, then there's no Simcha B'Moina. So I was once thinking, it says Smach Zvon B'Tzeisecha, Simcha, but there's a Yetzirah out there. But V'Yisocha B'Yalecha, since the Yisocha is learning, so his Torah is the shmira for your being in the street. So that's the Shamra Lachem. If you have Achzakas HaTorah and children come first, even if you have children that are learning, you make a Sacha Zvon with your children. So they're in the Koil and you're in the business. So that is the Shamra Lachem. And that's as if he's learning B'tzei L'chachm, B'tzei L'kesef is Fianavel, but even on this world, that's the Shmira. This week in the Pasha, we find the Inyan of Vayechazik Hashem is Leif Paroi. And the Shoinim all have different Malchim. what does this mean by Chazik Hashem is Lepare? We know there's an Indian of Bechira. So why did the Benchlan take away the Bechira? So the Rambam, all the Shonim have different Mahalachim. One Mahalach is in the Sipurna, he says that the Emerson, Bechira, the real Bechira is that the Benchlan should dafka not punish a person. That's the real Bechira. He should think that he could do what he wants. And that's Takapshat. Why, get Rishon, they get, on this world, they get paid for their mitzvahs. And, because the real Bechira is the opposite, that he should not get punished. He should continue doing, that's Bechira, because once he's punished, then he doesn't have Bechira anymore. If Parei was bizarre from the market, so he was being forced, not by being forced, maybe by any other thing, but because from the tzar alone, that's forcing him. So, Adrabba, so that by Chazik Hashem is Leif Paroi, the Sipurna says, that is the Bechira. That means that Rebbeinu Shloim gave him the koiches to be soivel the makas and say, I'm not going to become the spoil from the makas. That is the Bechira. Beis Halevi also goes with that Mahalach. Yeah, I was thinking, maybe you could, on the same derech, maybe you could say a little more. We know the Ramban says at the end of Pashas Boy, the Ramban says, Min anisim hagdoilem anfusomem, odam moide benisim anistorem. That the tachlis of nisim hagluyim is that a person should realize that really everything is nes. That means that when a person has panosa and everything, it's not teva and hagish loylam davka. It's all if he'll deserve it, he'll get it. If he won't deserve it, he won't get it. The nes goli is just to make a person understand that. That's what Rabban says at the end of Parashas point. And this is based on a Gemara. Really, the Gemara says a ma'aseh with Chanina ben Dosa. Chanina ben Dosa came home once and his daughter was upset and he asked her, why are you upset? So he said, by mistake, instead of putting shemen in the menorah, in the leichter, she put in chaymetz. So it's soon going to go out, huh?
Vinegar.
So he said to her, Misha omal l'shemen v'yadlik, yoymal l'chaymetz v'yadlik. What's the difference? If the Rebbeinu Shloim can make shemen burn, it can make chaymetz burn. But the Beis Halevi has a ma'amar ha-betochen, and he says, but what does it mean? L'maisa, when it comes to Rebbeinu Badoisa, it happened that way, but when it comes to us, it doesn't work that way. If Misha Amal Shem V'yadlik, Yom Chaymetz V'yadlik, should be by everyone, so why by us it doesn't work? The Rabban is saying that there's no such thing as Teva, everything is Nes Nista, so by every person it should work that way. But we don't find that by every person. We find there is such a thing as Teva. If you put in Chaymetz, it doesn't burn. And the answer is like this, that really it should be that way. But if a person would put in shaman and it he didn't deserve it, it shouldn't burn either. So then a person wouldn't have prira. Everyone would know that if he wants Friday night that there should be light in the house, he has to come to yeshiva that morning. If he's not going to come to yeshiva, then he's not going to have light. So there's not going to be any prira. Because whatever he does, even if he puts in shaman, it's not going to work. So there's not going to be any bechira. So what does the Rebbeinu Shloim do? He makes such a thing as teva. A person makes teva. So a person will say, I'm not concerned that I won't have light because I'll be careful. I won't make a mistake. I'll put in shaman and I'm not concerned. That's the bechira. The bechira is that he should think that it's up to him to be careful not to put in chaymetz, to put in shaman, and then he's going to have what he wants. So that's the Rebbeinu Shloim taka makes it happen that way. That the chaymetz taka won't work and the shaman will work. That's kedei, there should be bechira. And that's taka, the whole union of tzaddik v'ra'aleich. Sometimes we find tzaddik v'ra'aleich, rosh v'toyla, because if not, there wouldn't be any bechira. Bein Shalom has reasons why one tzaddik maybe yes, one tzaddik not. Avad, the Bein Shalom has reasons behind it. But if there wouldn't be such a thing of tzaddik v'ra'ar or Rosh HaVitoiv, then there wouldn't be any b'chida. But let's say a person comes to the Madrega that by him he's such a maman that he knows that it doesn't make a difference, Shemim Chaymitz. Once he's convinced that his doing has no effect and everything is Biyad Hashem, once a person comes to that Madrega, then that person, the Rabbeinu Shlalem, is noig on a different level. Because by him, it's not taking away his b'chira. That means if we would see a nest that chaimitz would burn, everyone would become this ball, and it would be murder him to be mechazik in amunah and in avodas Hashem. So that's taking away b'chira. But a person that even before it happens, by him, he's so convinced that this is true. By amunah shleima, like the Ramban says, that there's no difference between Shem and chaimitz. For that person, the Rabbeinu Shlalem Taka makes a whole different anhaga. That's why for Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa, the anhaga was different than for other people. Because by him, he was above that already. He didn't need anything to be mechazik his amunah. So that's the chilek. So vaychazik Hashem is leif pari. It means like this. Pari saw, let's say, the barad. He saw the barad is eshemayim. And he saw ki afilo yisayna. He saw, Rashi says, pila pilam. It's one thing like this, one thing like that. Everything is the opposite that he thought all along. He thought along that there's teva, and all of a sudden, everything is the hepech of teva. So Avada, what's Pari going to say? If there's no teva, Hashem atzadik, v'ani v'am v'rishon. Avada, now he gives up, like, you know, before he said, lo yidati, yes, Hashem, I think there's only teva, but now he's being proven that everything is the opposite. If Hashem wants, all of a sudden the whole teva is bottle keherifayim. So then, so what does the Rabbeinu Shlalem have to do? He has to cool him down, like so to speak. He has to take away the spiles. He has to like forget. Yesterday he said on Hashem Atzadik, as soon as things calm down, he's back to himself. That has to be mechazik Hashem is leif paroi, which means he has to take away the roisham of the nes nigla. That what the Rabban says, man nisim agdolim afasorim, all the moedim nisim anistorim, that's a special matona that the Rabban Shalom gave to Klal Yisrael. Rabban Shalom gave us the nisim agdolim afasorim, kedei leman tesaper, ba'oz nevincho, even bincho, that by the Seder every year we should be able to tell the children, listen, see what the Hanogis Olam is all about. See that when the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, all of a sudden Teva is bottled. This is how we could be mechanech our children to understand that there's no such thing as Teva, and really it's all just, like we said, Kedei there should be Bechira. We're using the Nisim HaGdolim HaSom to give it over to our children that they should understand this. But you have to have a Schia for that. Rabbeinu Shalom gave it a special matana to Klal Yisrael. But for Paroi, for anyone that doesn't deserve it, the Rabbeinu Shlalem has to take away the roshim of the nes kidei that there should be b'chira, and that's the way Chazik Hashem is like Paroi. We find in the Chazal that part of the borod was left over and it was suspended in the air. V'rav miyos kolis, v'rav means it's enough. The Chazal say because there has to be left over. Bimei Yeshua came down and lost Lovai. By Mechemes Goig and Mogoig, it says that it's again going to come down. The bar is going to come down again, and finish off the Goig and Mogoig. So I saw in Sefer Eish Das from the Ozer of a Rebbe. He says that what's the idea dafka that you should have that bar that was done by Parai? That bar you have to have suspended there till Goig and Mogoig. So he says like this, he says that, it says by Gog and Magog that they're coming al Hashem v'al Mashiachai. Their Iker fight of Gog and Magog is a ruchniistic war. It's not only a physical war. The Iker of the Mashiachai, the Mechem's Gog and Magog is a ruchniistic war. Al Hashem v'al Mashiachai means to try to get Klal Yisrael to lose their bitochen in Hashem. that's the main goal of Mechames Gog and Magog, is to people should think that that they're in a danger and they're going to lose their emunah in Hashem, and then Chas v'Shalom, once they succeed in taking away their emunah, then Chas v'Shalom, they could maybe accomplish something. So that's the Ikar Matara. So the Rabbeinu Shlomo has the Borot, which Borot? That Borot that Parai understood, that Hashem Matzadik, and that Borot that is from the Nisim HaGdolim of Fesomim, or the Moedim of Nisim and Stardom, that Borot that was teaching us that Anoich Hashem Alekech Hashet Sichem Etz Mitzrayim, that there's no such thing as Teva, everything is Nes Nister. That Borot is going to finish off Gog and Magog, because that's their whole, the goal is to make Sveikis in our Emunah, and that's going to be Mechazikos in Emunah, and with that we're going to be Zeicher to Mashiach Zidkeinu B'meir 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 Amen.
Who said that last word? Who said that last word? What's the
Hajar Rabbah? Yes, I think it was the